It's also where Marky T lives, and he's on the way next. He brings his decks in. I love that about him.
He's got a little box of tricks.
Box of tricks, Marky T, coming up next on the Something for the Weekend show, which I nearly forgot what
Something
it's called.
Something for the Weekend.
He is on the way next. Have an amazing weekend, and we'll do it again on Monday from 3. Have a good weekend.
It's time. The Big Drive Home.
We have to get out of here.
Back Monday afternoon at 3 with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.
Right, all clear, guys.
That was a long link, that last night. I actually forgot what his show was called. Yeah, I did Something for the Weekend. Yeah. Do you think anyone noticed?
Because you sounded...
I didn't know what his show was called.
I'm...
should be written somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm tired now. That was...
Spent.
I feel for you a little bit, Chris, because I have had my feet up whilst doing lots of the links today. And you can't have your feet up because you're pressing all the buttons. I did drag a couple of the requests into the columns for you.
I did a lot of the work today. It's the equivalent of when we've gone on long drives before and I've chatted and chatted to you and I've looked around and you're asleep in the passenger seat.
I've done that.
It's similar to that. That's how it feels. It's a similar vibe for me.
Tom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Call you producer Tom. Do you notice that?
No.
I didn't notice that,
I didn't call you producer Tom because basically today... This you've only just come in the room, in the show. You come in the room, like about then, literally, you walked in and went, "We're all clear." You've not been in the room today.
What have you been doing? So big man tings.
Big man tings. Editing podcast tings.
Okay. Because the podcast was out today.
Yeah, making some production-y
things. The Big Drive Home podcast was out today.
Yeah,
and this one's called the.
What? The Big Drive Home podcast, episode 13.
This is Chris and Scott, unplugged, unsigned.
That
will be by the end of the year. It'll just be us in our bedroom, not our bedroom, because we don't share a bedroom. We have
wives and that.
Wives and stuff.
Yeah.
But we'd be unsigned. It's a contract joke. I've just made it really weird.
You have made it a little
so
weird.
So somebody else carry on.
Right, so.
Yeah.
When you get a title of Sir...
Like Sir, yeah.
Sir.
Knighthood.
Knighthood. We're going to have to sort that out for Tom.
You want to get Tom a knighthood?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I worked hard today.
No, not because of that. Oh. No.
Not that.
You know Karate Kid?
Yeah.
You know Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah.
You know, he catches a fly with chopsticks.
Well, because he's Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, and literally he's been trying it for like long, long, long time and he's never done it. Sir, producer Tom Fenn, get used to it because it's happening.
Yeah.
Today, whilst being out there in the office, a fly flew past the back of his head. Wait for this.
No, he didn't.
A fly flew past the back of Tom's head. He reached his hand backwards, caught the fly in between his two fingers.
It was bang!
Yeah, and literally, and not only did he do that, He didn't kill the fly. He held the fly in his two fingers, walked out to the balcony and let it fly away.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
And that is why I think it'd only be right.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, genuinely happened.
And Joe, what? Never been prouder.
You were there?
No, he told me about it.
Okay.
It's
slightly different.
Joe Kinch from Overnights was there.
Yeah.
He can back me up.
He does long hours, though. I mean, he works through the night. He might have been hallucinating.
No. Right. Tom?
Yeah?
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Did you catch a fly in your fingers today at work? Yes or no? Don't lie.
I caught a fly in between my two fingers at work today without looking at it.
I do believe him. He can't lie anyway.
I believe him. And his eyes got a little bit wider. Yeah,
because I'm...
Is it the first thing you said to Scott when he walked in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
and you know what? I feel like a proud dad.
Do you wish you were wearing your Cobra Kai t-shirt today?
I did wish I was wearing...
I'll reenact it for you guys, but like obviously if you're listening...
Well, there's no fly.
You can't see it, but like...
Although the humming on this...
Wait, it's a peep show. Go on, go.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Whoa!
Good catch, that.
Do you know what? I'm very, very happy. You didn't make tea today?
Yeah.
Didn't make tea? You didn't? Oh.
I faded that down.
Oh, you actually faded that cough down?
Yeah, I tried to use the cough button.
So,
I'm ill, but I haven't got COVID. I feel like I have to tell that to everybody.
I
was in the hairdressers earlier.
Yeah.
And I coughed. And literally people stare at you.
Well, it's that thing, isn't it? I used to cough to cover a fart.
Yeah.
Now I fart to cover a cough
because people think I've got COVID. I was in the hairdressers, busy. Always busy, isn't it? In the hairdressers.
Yeah, he is.
And I was in one of those hairdressers where you're literally waiting for the person that you will always go to. And I looked and you end up having to do quite a lot of maths because I'm like, right, there's five people waiting and there's two hairdressers that people always go to. Will anyone go to the other two hairdressers? And then somebody's like, next please. And no one gets up and you're like, no, we're all waiting for the same person.
Yeah.
So you've got like five hairdressers there and there's five people in the queue.
People that are,
I feel awful when I said
why didn't you get your haircut then?
He said, do you want? I'll cut your hair, and I went, oh no, I'm waiting for that one. And you're basically saying
you're not good enough.
No, you're awful at cutting hair, so I'm going to wait for somebody that's actually quite good. But that's not what I'm saying because no. I don't know if he's good or not because I've never been to him for a haircut.
That's like the catch-22. It's like you need experience to get a job.
But exactly that.
It's that.
And I'm looking at the hair coming off the heads of people that have sat in the chair that I'm not going to go and sit in. And I'm like, hair looks good. But I know my guy does my hair perfectly.
Yeah, but that's like me. I mean, I've had the same hairdresser. She's called Sarah. She's my friend.
Yeah.
And but I won't let anyone else cut my hair.
Yeah, see, no. Do you go to a hairdresser where you have to wait for your hairdresser or do you have to book yours?
No, I just kind of just
wear a hat.
Ask my sister just or something.
Yeah. Your sister does it?
Yeah, I'd just ask my sister.
Yeah, I like going to... I've got another hairdresser to go to where you have to book and it's more of an event. You book it, you go there, do you want a cup of tea, mate? And it's all really nice and they do beer there as well. But my hairdressers...
I've been there.
You have? You like that one? And then with the one I go to when I'm in Southend...
No beer.
It's a different kind of hairdresser. He actually made me a cup of tea this morning because I was waiting for quite a long time. But yeah, it's a quicker one because you just go in there, you don't need to book, but it's not quicker if you have to wait for your person.
Would you let me cut your hair?
No. What? That was easy.
I swear that you trained as a barber, though.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, on the TV, yeah. I done a TV program.
On the telly, he's trained as a barber.
I done.
Like his BAFTA.
Like the BAFTA there.
Yeah. It's funny that. Funny yesterday. When I got home.
Is that on the podcast?
Yeah.
If you don't know what he's talking about, go to the previous podcast and you'll hear... When Scott won
a
BAFTA.
I'd won a BAFTA. Mm. Yeah, my wife came to me for that. I did train on the TV and I come third in that competition.
You did? Celebrity scissor hands.
I'm a little bit offended because when I say categorically,
yeah,
I could cut your hair
to
be exactly the same standard as you've got your hair cut now.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee. I'm offended that you said no.
That's a Scott Robinson guarantee. Sounds like an advert.
It does, doesn't it?
No, I could cut your hair.
Yeah.
I've cut loads of my mates' hair. Would you let me cut your hair?
No, but I don't go to the actual hairdressers that work at the hairdressers because I'm not sure they're going to do
a
good enough job.
I'm better than them.
Yeah. I'm quite picky, obviously, with who cuts my hair.
Let me cut your hair.
No.
Let's do it on a live YouTube channel.
I don't need you to cut my hair.
Come on.
No.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh my God. Mess it up.
Did you think we were doing
that? I thought we were doing the other one. Did I say it? I'm not swearing. We're not swearing on this one.
You thought we were doing the other one.
You're going to have to do a little beep.
Yeah, I'll have to do a little
Sorry
beep.
About that. I don't swear normally. I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I'm not a swearer, really.
Oh.
That's, I like that.
Yeah.
The fact that we've had to use a beep for Chris.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's how strong I feel about you not cutting my hair.
Right, it really is unplugged. Listen, I've got a busy weekend, so it's going to be a short one today. But just quickly,
yeah.
I thought it was a good week this week.
Thanks.
You've been a little bit poorly.
Yeah,
you've been a real
soldier,
big boy, soldier.
Brave soldier.
Yeah, you've done really well.
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
Not done that much this week, but well.
But
done.
I did catch
but
a fly.
You did catch
my
a fly,
fingers.
so
which should be in your contract.
Yeah.
You need to catch flies.
Your sir. Normally
that fly has been annoying me all week, to be fair. It's been one fly in the office a week.
Not anymore.
No, he's gone now.
I mean, to be honest, he's normally catching flies because he's asleep at the office. But now,
yeah, that's true.
You've caught a fly.
Yeah.
I thought it's been a good week, even though you've been poorly. What are you doing the weekend?
Tonight, Karen is out, so I am going to... just me. I think Harry and Sam's in. Yeah, it's just the three of us. We're just going to chill. probably involves some kind of PlayStation. But I've got a really quiet weekend this weekend. I'm going
Who's
out
that
tomorrow.
Hovering by the door?
Marky T. He must be in an ad break. But I've got tomorrow night going out with Harry's girlfriend's mum and dad. A similar event to your last week where you were meeting, your mum was meeting Steph's mum and dad.
Yeah, my mum met Steph's mum and dad, went all well, went smoothly.
We spoke about it a lot on the podcast. How did it go?
Yeah, it went really well, really well. I think that they got along.
It went really well.
Really well.
It went really well.
We were catching flies and went really, really well.
Really, really well. I'm Jonathan Woss.
So I'm in that same boat next week. I'm not the first time we met because we've met a couple of times.
Did
as
you
I
meet
mentioned.
On a boat?
What?
Was it on a... Did they meet... Are you going on a boat?
No.
Where did you get this from?
No, he just said I'm in the same boat.
I see what he did there. Wow.
I do dad jokes.
Yeah, it's good that we're at the end of the week.
Did everybody hear the silence?
Yeah, I heard it.
Sorry, can I quickly tell you the joke I told on air earlier that Chris wanted to, the life to disappear.
Okay, go on.
So Tiny Temper, we played a song by Tiny Temper.
Yeah.
And I said, do you think he gets really angry because he's got a tiny temper?
Oh, there we go.
And it was as good on the radio as it was on the podcast.
I am going out for dinner because Harry, quite cleverly, he said at Christmas he didn't know what to get his mum or Lily's mum. So he bought them both a voucher for Prezzo and said, you two should go out for dinner together and get to know each other. It was clever. But now the dads are involved. We're involved now. So we're going as well. So the four of us, me and Karen and Harry's, my son, his girlfriend's mum and dad, the four of us are going out for a bit of Prezzo. So that'd be nice.
Oh, I love Prezzo.
I do as well. So that's tomorrow. And then Sunday is... Oh, and then Sam goes off skiing with his school tomorrow as well. So we're going to pack him off, get him done. Liverpool are playing Watford at 12:30 in the morning. So busy day tomorrow.
I've got a busy day tomorrow.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I've got my utility room being fitted by my friend Morgan, who's a kitchen fitter. And I'm going to have to ply him with tea and beer.
Tea and beer.
Probably
TTT
first.
I'd go tea until it's all measured and lined up, and then go beer.
Then beer.
Yeah, that's the way I'd do.
Yeah, so, and then Arsenal are actually playing on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing the weekend, Tomas?
I'm out tonight, and then I'm dog sitting.
Are you out?
Out, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Moomoo's in Southend.
Nice.
I'm going to be on the Lemonades.
Didn't you go there yesterday?
No.
Where'd you go yesterday? You went for a meal yesterday.
Molo's in Southend.
Molo, Moomoo, sound the same to me.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we got time for because we've got to get out of here because it's the weekend and I'd rather be at home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to dress it up. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm not being paid for this podcast.
No.
So
this is overtime for you, Tom.
Yeah, it
is. We're doing overtime and it's Friday. And, I mean, I love you guys, but, I mean, I really want to go home and drink a beer now.
It's nearly 6:15.
Yeah, I'm
Well, it is 6:15.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Right, thank you so much, though, for listening to this bit, which I noticed last week in the on our podcast, what's it called, the analytics we get.
Call it a feed.
Yeah. Of what?
Call it a feed, post-op.
The analytics.
Oh, the analytics, yeah.
This got the same amount of hits as the best of.
Yeah, it did.
So this little bit, you like this little talky bit?
Yes.
Tell you what would be really cool. Send us an email. Send it to Tom.
Yeah.
Because you're the producer, which is tom.fenn, F-E-N-N, tom.fenn at radioessex.com. Put a subject in there. And then we'll pick one every week and we'll talk about what subject you've suggested.
Yeah.
That's a nice shout.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Although, when's your email address changing to Sir Tom?
Sir Tom at radioessex.com.
I reckon Monday.
We'll keep the tom.fenn as well so you can get it. So tom.fenn, tom.fenn at radioessex.com. If you've listened to this and you're like, oh, it'd be funny if they talked about blah, blah next week, put the subject in there, send it to Tom, and then we'll have a look at that for next Friday.
Sounds good to me.
Have an amazing weekend, guys. We're back Monday on the radio from 3, and be safe. Take care.
Always wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. Any final thoughts from you, Tom?
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.